Well, we got a special guest joining us back here in the Outdoor Show, Brian Roll from the Department of Natural Resources. Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
And for those who don't remember, Brian is a wildlife biologist for the DNR. I'm glad you came back. I'd like to talk a little bit about cougars and then also moose this hour, if we could. Let's start with cougars because, you know, first of all, a lot of people listening, I don't think they realize what is going on with cougars. We are having a few more sightings, but a lot of that has to do with technology and you know, game cameras that are available cheaper and cheaper now.
It really does. It used to be, it was kind of a luxury to have a game camera.
I remember.
Now guys have 2, 3, 4 of them and are running them year round. You know, you talk to folks, they're like, yeah, I'm going out this weekend to change the cards in my game cameras. Mm-hmm. So there are just a lot of game cameras out in the woods. And what that really has done is start documenting some of these rare species on the landscape. Not only that, I fully believe that mountain lions or cougars, in this case, are doing much better in the couple of the western states, basically South and North Dakota, is more likely where our animals are coming from. In fact, we are able to document that at one point with a radio-collared animal that came from South Dakota and made it to the Upper Peninsula. So basically, young mountain lions are hardwired to move, particularly males, and they need to get out of their natal territories, or basically where they were born, before the large dominant tom basically kills them.
Okay.
So he doesn't allow mature males in his territory, so they jump out and start heading all directions, and some of them are heading east. And the large predators tend to move until they find others of their own kind, so they keep walking once they get to Minnesota and through Wisconsin and into the Upper Peninsula. Currently, we've photo-documented either through tracks, video clips, or trail camera photos, 29 different cat sightings, in all in the Upper Peninsula. We have not documented any cougars in the Lower Peninsula at this time. Not to say it couldn't happen. You know, they've showed up in Chicago, so who knows where that next one
really,
will be.
Really, in Chicago?
Yeah. There was one that actually was killed in Chicago. So,
wow. That's I'd never heard about that.
And it was a couple of years ago, and probably that cat may have been in the Upper Peninsula at one time.
Okay.
It was actually sighted in...
they're so stealthy.
In Menominee County, and then it was in the Wisconsin, just over the border, and then it kind of in mid-Wisconsin, they did get a DNA sample from it. At that point, they had some blood in the snow where it had maybe cut its foot, and then they obviously had DNA sample from the dead cat in Chicago.
And it matched up?
It matched up with the one in middle Wisconsin, but we're just guessing that it may have been in the UP at one time.
So at this point, I mean, the one thing I want folks to know is there is no evidence that any cougars or mountain lions are actually breeding in the UP at all.
No.
Have you ever even had evidence of any females in the UP?
No. The few animals we were able to get DNA evidence from through scat analysis or carcasses, we did have a carcass there, the one that was illegally taken, they have all been males. And actually young males, which makes sense.
Yeah, so they're transient.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Brian, I appreciate it. You know, I think more and more people are probably going to start seeing cougars as technology becomes more and more available and cheaper. So what should folks do if they come across evidence of a cougar?
We'd really like them to share it with us. They can stay anonymous. We don't come out and traipse all over your hunting spot or anything like that. All we do is come on out, make sure that we take a picture from the same angle that your trail camera is set at, and we do say, yep, okay, trees match up, everything seems very similar, because we do get hoaxes.
Oh, sure.
Every year we get lots of hoaxes. People go on the internet, find a nice cougar picture, flip it, change the directions, add things. Those kinds of things are continuing to do. So we do want to confirm it. And like I said, we don't have to share it with the press. We don't have to share your name. We don't have to share your location. All those things can stay anonymous.
If they so choose.
If they so choose. If they would like it to go out to the press, we can facilitate that as well.
How do they do that?
Just contact any of their local DNR offices.
Okay.
Or if you're not able to do that, you can go online and put in a cougar report. And when you, in the comments in your cougar reports, say that I have photos available and I would like to share them, one of our staff will contact you with email locations where you can send those.
michigan.gov/DNR?
Yep, correct.
There it is.